turnout to the meeting was sparse. Only one person came who was neither a reporter nor professionally involved with the project. In broad terms, this trail was that community member's idea. Here's Susan Harai at the meeting.
And actually, this project came about because Catherine Snyder suggested it. One of the feelings was it would be nice for people that live at Mount View Manor to be able to access the trail system, you know, wheelchair accessible from Mount View Manor. And so this actually takes off from, is it Joa Street? So it connects right into the back of Mount View Manor, and it also connects into the Hungry Point Gravel Trail.
Harai asks, any comments on that?
It's a great idea.
That's Catherine Schneider.
We had also talked about the idea of maybe looking at building a shelter or something, a picnic pullout, maybe
yes.
Down near where the two trails join.
Harai says this will connect existing trails in a figure eight shape, with one or two proposed pullout stops along the way. PIA's trail crew will build a 6-foot-wide wooden boardwalk. Building a gravel trail through a wetland area would have required extra permitting, and Harai needed to meet a grant deadline. She says crews will start working on this next spring at the earliest.
We have 3,000 feet of maintenance to do on the gravel trail, the Hungry Point gravel trail, and that would probably take the rest of the winter.
Actually, the Mountain View Manor Trail isn't the next project in line for PIA. A sidewalk around 12th and Hauken Streets takes priority for safety reasons. In the winter, kids walking to Hauken Drive to catch the bus walk in the street between snowbanks piled on either side.
And it's dark when they go to school, it's dark when they come home from school, and people are running to Hammer Week on to get breakfast or whatever, and it's just to get them off, you know, make them safe.
Harai says there will eventually be a meeting on that project, which Petersburg Borough is also involved with. The federal government, under the Tribal Transportation Program, gives money to Petersburg Indian Association and other tribal governments to complete transportation projects and hire Alaska Native and Native American workers. 2 4-person crews are working on trails in the area. Harai is thinking ahead to other ideas, including a trail that would link the Severson's neighborhood to the post office. That vision is complicated somewhat because it would have to circumvent airport land and stay on land owned by the borough. Harai says she imagines the town's trail network kind of like a central park for Petersburg. In Petersburg, I'm Alana Elder.